This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. How's your liver looking? You're looking after it? It takes more than just, you know, managing your alcohol to keep it healthy. You also need to watch what you're eating too. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So let's talk about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. What is it?
Yeah, so non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or we call it NAFLD just for short, is an umbrella term for a range of liver conditions that affect people who drink little to no alcohol, or less than 2 to 3 standard drinks per day, but they do have the main characteristic of it, which is too much fat stored in the liver cells.
All right, how common is it in Australia?
Yeah, so it's becoming more common. So it's estimated that around about 30% of the Australian population has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, with this number increasing to around about 75% in people who are obese or have type 2 diabetes.
Right, okay. So I imagine that means weight and what we're eating has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Hmm. So what other causes can be attributed to NAFLD?
Yeah, so like you say, so it's generally linked to overnutrition. And so it's strongly associated with overweight or obesity, insulin resistance, where your cells don't take up glucose effectively in response to the hormone insulin, high blood glucose levels such as in type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, and also higher levels of fat and particularly triglycerides in our blood.
So what are the symptoms and how do we go about getting diagnosed?
Yeah, so generally there actually aren't a lot of symptoms for NAFLD until it progresses to a more advanced form of liver disease. So most people don't actually know that they have the condition unless they've been screened through a blood test or incidental findings through an ultrasound. And yeah, basically to diagnose it, to diagnose non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it's through ultrasound or a biopsy.
Right, okay, so we can't possibly know really until it's too late, unless I guess we audit the way we're living and what we're eating.
Yeah, we want to stay healthy. So, and there are some health consequences for people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So individuals with the condition have a higher prevalence of coronary heart disease, cerebrovascular disease such as stroke, and peripheral vascular disease, sorry, a bit of a mouthful, with cardiovascular disease being the leading death of patients with this condition. So the other thing is that their risk for cardiovascular disease is independent of any other risk factors. So we know that things like stress, smoking, inactivity, poor nutrition lead to cardiovascular disease, but non-alcoholic fatty liver disease by itself is quite a strong risk factor for it independently.
Right. Okay. So it's not just the fact that our liver is suffering, but our heart will also bear the brunt.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So how do we treat it?
Yeah. So the first line of treatment for any form of liver disease, whether it's the non-alcoholic fatty liver, which is kind of one of the earlier stages, but even progressing to the more worst stages of liver disease, is lifestyle changes and therapy. So this may occur in conjunction with medication management as well. So generally people might have medication for their other comorbidities or other conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure or triglyceride levels. But exercise and diet are one of the key things that we do as part of the treatment as well.
So what kind of lifestyle changes can we make? What lifestyle therapies are beneficial?
Yeah, so weight gain is a major determinant of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So therefore, weight loss is a key goal of treatment. And for people who can lose as little as 2 to 3% of their body weight, that can result in a reduction in liver fats by as much as 20 to 30%. So it's quite a large amount. But the best reductions in NAFLD is seen with 7 to 10% of body weight losses. So we do need to lose a little bit more weight than just that initial bit. But then also when looking at the research, neither exercise nor nutrition efforts alone are the most effective. So we want to be doing a combination of both nutrition changes but also exercise as well to have the best effect on weight loss.
And I guess, you go.
No, that's all right. I was going to say, but further research has also demonstrated that reductions in liver fat, along with improvements in other health factors such as triglyceride levels and your blood pressure, your body fat percentage, and improvements in fitness, leading to that reduction in your risk for cardiovascular disease, can be achieved through exercise alone. So if you were to lose weight through nutrition and exercise, that's great for your fatty liver. But if you were struggling to lose weight, but you were still doing the exercise, you're still going to be having some good results in reducing your liver fat and also improving your your longevity and reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease.
So I guess then the exercises we do should be more focused towards weight loss rather than other options?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we are having an impact on our weight through our exercise, as well as having an improvement or an impact on our fitness. So there's been various research looking at both aerobic exercise and strength training in the treatment of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and it's been found that aerobic exercise is superior and is recommended. So we want to be doing things like your bike riding, your walking, those types of things to get your heart rate up, as opposed to doing some weights in the gym or at home. So in terms of frequency, the type, the time and intensity of that aerobic exercise, there has been benefits shown for both moderate and vigorous intensities and of varying durations. So it's kind of, you know, find something that works for you. It's not set for everybody. But the general rule is to accumulate between about 150 and 300 minutes per week of that moderate to vigorous intensity aerobic exercise and perform that on at least 3 days of the week.
Well, I mean, that doesn't seem too difficult, does it?
No. So, you know, get out there, like I said, walking, cycling, running. If you go to the gym, it might be a cross trainer or your rower, something that's getting your heart rate up. And although it's been shown that increasing your intensity and heart rate to higher levels does achieve further benefits to your fitness, and it also reduces your blood glucose levels and decreases your risk of mortality. So that happens for everybody, whether it's a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or whether you have more advanced liver disease, but you're going to get multiple benefits through exercise.
And that's as good a case as any to exercise. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.